Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lee Branham is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Lee's an old friend of ours. He is founder and principal of the consulting firm Keeping the People Incorporated, and he's recognized as an authority on employee engagement and the best practices that you and I can perform to keep our people not only with us, but keep them engaged. He's the author of Keeping the People Who Keep You in Business and the new book, which we've talked about before, The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. You know, Lee, one of the things that my audience has heard me say this before, but one of the things that small business owners get sort of lulled into a false sense of security with our people, one of the reasons that happens is because we show up every day because we love what we do. Mm-hmm. We see our employees showing up every day, and we think they must love what we do too. Or you know, we see them not complaining, and we don't hear them complaining or whatever, and we think, wow, they must love what we do too. And they or you know, we expect them to read our minds, and sometimes they kind of do, and every time that they get lucky, we think, wow, they must understand everything I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And those are three fatal presumptions, aren't they?
Well, that's very perceptive observation on your part, Jim. I mean, I think a lot of managers don't think too much about the process that employees go through when they first get hired. You know, most employees are very enthusiastic when they start. They want to do well, and they're very optimistic.
They're full of hope.
They're full of hope, absolutely. And then in many cases, something happens where they become disillusioned. You know, the workplace in some respect is not what they expected it to be, or the relationship with the manager, they're not getting as much coaching or feedback as they had hoped to get. You know, I talk about the 7 hidden reasons employees leave in my new book, but when one of those reasons happens, you know, whether it's lack of recognition or not realizing they're not going to get promoted as fast as they thought they were,
mm-hmm.
you know, there begins to be a crack in their commitment, and they start to become disengaged, and sometimes managers don't see the subtle signs that employees are becoming disengaged.
How often do you think... And I know you've got some statistics you brought with you today, but is there anything in there, or have you found how often it's likely that the reason that there's a breakdown or the hope sort of wanders away from us, how often is that there, something that they have done? Maybe they've expected too much, or how often is it the employer's problem?
I think employers and employees share the responsibility for their own engagement. You know, I mean, ultimately, the employee themselves is responsible for staying engaged, and if they're not getting enough feedback, they should ask for it. And if they come into a job and they overlook, if they forget to ask questions about what it's really like to do the job or get a tour of the facility,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, some of these things that could avoid these negative surprises later on, you know, they should do that. But so many employees want the job so bad that they don't ask those kinds of questions.
And the truth is, if they're really doing the kind of due diligence that they should do, if they aren't presented, if they aren't offered certain things by the employer, that's a sign that they probably ought to go slow or go away, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, it has to be a fit, and not every situation is a right fit for every person. But, you know, people are not thinking about that. They're just thinking about the fact that they need a job.
That's right.
You know, and
the employers are the same way. They're not thinking so much about the fit. They're thinking about filling, putting a peg into a hole.
Yeah, the number one reason for bad hires is hiring in too big a hurry. And, you know, there's a great sign I saw on somebody's office wall one time. It says, hire fast, suffer slow.
I like that.
But, you know, so both parties are responsible. But employers need to pick up on the signs. You know, if they see an employee not making eye contact in the hallway or not participating in discussions in meetings or just having a, not smiling as much or coming in a little later, you know, being absent more often, those kinds of things.
Maybe customer complaints.
Customer complaints, yeah. I mean, those are signs that, managers, supervisors need to be on top of, and sometimes they're so busy. They're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do about that? Let's say we see an employee that we see that they seem to be, what is it you say? You say that they're not engaged?
They're not engaged. I mean, I do have some interesting statistics. The Gallup organization reports that only about 25% of the American workforce is engaged. In other words, giving their best effort every day at work. And
so engaged is what we're looking for.
Engaged. Yeah, it means they're, you know, if they're engaged at work, they're engaged with customers. You know, they're really serving customers. They have a good attitude. They have a smile. They, you know, and it's rare that we get an engaged employee because it's hard to find somebody who's really well matched with the job and
really
fits. And so we have 60% who are disengaged or not engaged. I shouldn't say disengaged. I'm just saying they're not particularly engaged because they show up, they do their jobs. Some days have some days better than others. Then we have 15% who are actively disengaged, which means they're trying to undermine the organization because they're angry about something.
They're the bad apples that's going to ruin the whole barrel.
Exactly right, and they're causing a lot of these not engaged people to not be engaged.
Right.
You know, the managers need to step up and confront these people and sit down with.
So is that where you start? You start with the people who are the troublemakers, and
Yes. You need to start with them, and you need to stay. You need to make an agreement with them that they're going to improve, or else,
go somewhere else.
That's right. And with the not engaged people, you need to sit down with them and say, you know, I've noticed that you're not as enthusiastic as you were when you first came here, and I'd like to talk about why that is. Is it something you're not getting that you thought you were going to get out of the organization? What can we do about that? Because I've noticed a change in your behavior.
So could we, and I'm going to get you to answer this question on the other side of the break. My question is, what's wrong with going to an employee and saying, look, what you said just now, but instead of saying, you know, what can we do to help, maybe be a little more specific and say, if you were me, what would you do to make you happier in your assignment? And I'm going to get you to answer that question on the other side of the break. It's Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. He's with us. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. After the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. It's there. It's updated every weekday. The newsletter comes to you by email on Sunday, and the blog comes, it's right there on the homepage, or you can have it sent to you. We'll send it to you no charge. Both of those are actually free. And you can check out all of the things on our website, the archives, the articles, finding out more about our brain trust, like our good friend Lee Branham, who's with us right now. And that's all free. Everything's free except for the books. When you find a book you want, we ask you to pay for those. We like it when you do that. Lee Branham, give us your website, please.
My website is www.keepingthepeople.com.
Keepingthepeople.com. Can we find the book there?
Yes, you can. You can also find it on Amazon and any bookstore just about.
All right, so check that out. The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave is the new book. Lee, I asked the question before we left, you know, not just what can I do or how can I help, but be specific and say, you know, It seems to me maybe that your zeal, your fire for working here, your excitement, and all that kind of thing. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like maybe things have dampened a little bit. And you don't have to answer me. You don't have to respond to me. That's just my perception. So here's my question to you, John. What can I do to help make sure that you love working here as much as is possible? What's wrong with that?
That's exactly what employers should be saying to employees.
Don't be vague.
Be
specific.
Right.
Get it out on the table. And if you confront them a little bit about their attitude, what's wrong with saying, look, I don't want you to respond to me because I might be wrong. But if I'm right, what can I do?
I like what you say about you don't have to respond right now, you know, because people sometimes are very reluctant to say, you know, or don't know how to say it, you know, and so it's okay if they go away and think about it and come back, but you need to initiate when you come back, you know, to say, okay, have you given some thought to that, you know, just so that, because if you, otherwise you'd let them off the string. But I think it shows tremendous caring to do that. That you care about them, and you know, not just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way.
That you know, not that you're trying to get out on the cheap, but that one little exercise could change a lot, couldn't it?
Well, and there's even one little thing before that, Jim, that you can do. What I tell people, for the amount of energy invested and time invested, the thing that you can do that's the one thing that will have the greatest return for the amount of time and effort expended is simply asking the question when you first hire the employee, if you ever think about leaving, will you promise to come and talk to me first?
Hmm.
You know, ask them that, you know, the first week.
Right.
But, you know, I think, you know, whatever the thing is, usually it's a disappointment about something that they thought was going to exist in the job or the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were going to get more coaching. You know, young people today expect more feedback and coaching than most managers ever got.
Right.
If you're in the boomer generation, you know, you didn't expect a lot of feedback and coaching because you grew up in a time where there were so many other boomers and so few jobs that you just, you know, you didn't get it.
Well, and the people we grew up working with didn't understand stuff like that. They were part of the dominator model, not the partner model.
That's right. They were into the command and control thing, and they weren't giving a lot of coaching and feedback. Now we have the millennial generation and the coming up, and they've sort of been spoiled and pampered, and you know they need to learn that they're probably not going to get as much coaching and feedback as
they might actually have to work a few hours without getting any feedback. You know, another thing, Lee, I think a lot of managers are shocked. Mm-hmm. When people leave and they don't even and they had no idea that was going on. I think we're delusional if we think that our employees will come to us when they feel like they've been dissed or they've been mistreated or not been, you know, handled properly or whatever. I think most people will. I mean, like maybe 90%+ won't say anything. They'll just sit there and stew and wait on you to figure it out. And if you don't, they'll go somewhere else.
I think that's right. It's almost like they're testing you to see if you're gonna notice it or something. But
it's called pouting, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, it's a passive way to behave, and it's, you know. But that's the reality, as you point out. And, you know, they're going to have more options as the economy continues to get better and boomers retire. You know, a lot of boomers are already retiring early, and there's 78 million of them, and there's only 44 million Xers behind them.
Right.
So who's gonna do the work? And, because we're going to have another war for talent. And so we have a whole...
We're already in that war.
Well, depending on what industry you're in it big time.
Everybody I know, their number one concern right now is finding qualified people.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk to, whenever I go across the country,
qualified. Yeah, that's the key.
Qualified people. No, not people who can. Not people who can. Who have a pulse, but people who are qualified. Lee, give us your website again, please.
www.keepingthepeople.com. Com, all one word.
And that's also the first part of your first book's title. The second book is The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave by Lee Branham, B-R-A-N-H-A-M, if you're Googling him. Lee, thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you come back again?
You bet, Jim. Absolutely.
Had a good time. You did a good job, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with our good buddy, Dr. Don Boudreau, right after these messages. It's 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.